is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change. You're down in the valley. Now don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good time is still God in the bad time. The God of the day is still God in the night. Now you talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Over the top comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valleys of trials and temptations. Now that's when our faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things the God of the day is still God in the night.
Amen. I'm sitting here listening to Brittany sing.
Yes.
And y'all, if that don't make you know that God will take care of us,
right.
I don't know what else to tell you. She is a blessing.
Yes.
I mean,
more beautiful.
She had cancer.
Yes, she
it's
can.
In her. They cut her tongue. They cut her from here to there. But God has brought her this far. She stood up there and sung for us about the God on the mountain.
That's right.
He's the God in the valley. And if we don't get a blessing off of that, just looking at this young man right here.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that God will send us a reminder that He will take care of us.
Yes,
it don't matter if we're up here, it don't matter if we're down here. He's right there with us.
Can I tell you a story this morning? One that you've heard a lot of times probably. One that you've heard probably as a child growing up. It's in the Bible. We read them sometimes and we pass over them. We just think about them, but these are real people. Real events. There was a day and time long before we existed that these men and women were walking on the earth and they were facing life just like we face life. Except in a lot of places and a lot of times, they face a lot more things and a lot more difficulties than we do. But amen, God put it in there. And amen, He put it in for a reason. And I wrote down, living to prosper. Living to prosper. Amen, I'm going to be a prosperity preacher this morning. Amen. But I tell you what, when I get finished, it's going to be a little different than what you might have heard on the TV screen. I'm not going to ask you to send me any money. But I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Daniel. I just want to read this verse and then we'll pray and God help me to be able to preach this morning. But in Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 28, it says, "So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for the Word of God. And we just ask you to help us this morning, that you make us an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to our hearts, I pray. And Father, open up our ears and our hearts to hear and receive the Word of God. And I pray that it find good ground to grow on in our hearts and in our lives. And as you just help us, we pray in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Living to prosper. I mean, that's what we want to do, right? I mean, we want to prosper. You know, we want to prosper. The only problem is with us, with most of us, with myself sometimes, you know, there's a saying that says, put first things first. Well, we get things out of sort sometimes. And we don't put first things first. We get excited and because, you know, we hang them new drapes and boy, we got pretty drapes. And that's what we get focused on and we forget about the fresh air that's right there on the outside. But we just happy because we got them new drapes. What I'm saying is we maximize the desires of now. And we minimize those things of eternity. And we get them turned upside down and out of sorts. Okay, and so many people think that that's the way to prosper. If we can get our bank account big enough, the right job. And listen, there's nothing wrong with a lot of things that we have and that we can do in this life. But what's wrong is when we get things out of proportion. When we say, I'm going to take my ease, I'm going to tear down these little barns, and I'm going to build big barns, and I'm going to pack them full, and I'm going to say to my soul, take your ease. You have looked out for yourself, you have done it, you just take it easy. But God required His soul that very night, and then whose everything that He had, who it belonged to. See, it wasn't wrong with the things that He had, but I mean, His whole value system was topsy-turvy. And God help us, I'm afraid ours gets turned upside down. But I want us to look here. It said about Daniel, said he prospered. He prospered. But I mean, who was he? He was an Israelite. But I mean, you know where he was? He was in a foreign land. He was a captive. Uh-oh. That's not in our prospering vocabulary. Amen. But you know what he did? What did he do? When he was captive, when he was there in a foreign land, what did he do? Amen. He just kept on serving God. Yeah. Amen. He kept on serving God. Amen. He even said, you know, listen, we're not going to eat into king's meat. You know, and of course, and I got to hurry because there's a lot here that I'm trying to say. But even the caretaker said, listen, I'm be got in trouble. You just try us for a few days and look at us in comparison. Well, they look good. And how they look so good. Amen. They was prospering. Amen. What was they doing? Eating, boy, pulse and beans. I mean, they just eating. I tell you what they was doing. They was eating God's food.
Yes, amen.
It was eating God's food, and amen, it caused them to look better than all the rest. Yes, amen. And so we find here, in chapter number 6 and verse number 1, that it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now he's a captive. But what has he done? I mean, every place that he's been all... And listen, it don't tell us everything that's happened to him every single day of this captivity. But I tell you what we do know that happened every day of a captivity. He just kept serving God where? Right where he was at. He couldn't up and leave. So he just served God where he was at. And amen, Darius got ready to do these presidents. And look, and he looked around and listen, somebody had found favor. And it was Daniel. And there was a reason that he had found favor. Because he recognized in Daniel something that was different than what was in the others. And so it said that excellent spirit We mentioned this morning as we started that Jesus said, if you come unto me, if you're thirsty, come unto drink, and there can be rivers of living water that can flow out of you. Amen. Daniel had some water that was flowing, amen, out of him, that those, there was a recognition of what he had done, and it was just something different. And so the king, he said, I'm going to put Daniel. Where'd he put him? He put him up the top. He arranged it, but he said, I'm going to let Daniel be over all these others that I'm picking. I'm going to let Daniel be over them and everybody over the whole realm. He's going to be the man, Daniel. All right, we like that. I mean, that's prospering now. I mean, we're prospering, but remember, he's a captive. But then in verse number 4, listen to this, if we can just read here verses 4 through 8. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Well, this is something we see a lot of times. Daniel, he's done been exalted. He's been put in charge. Boy, they don't really know what. I can just see them. Why didn't he put me in charge? Amen. I mean, ain't that envy?
Yes.
Jealousy. And they said, it should have been me. It sure shouldn't have been Daniel. He should have been the last. Why I wouldn't have picked him? And so they went to the king. And what they told the king was, they said, kings, all of us presidents and all of us, we've all got together. I mean, I tell you, that's what the enemy will do. They'll all get together. But you know they wasn't telling the truth, because you know who wasn't invited to that get together? Daniel wasn't. It wasn't all of them that got together, because Daniel could have advised them against it. But amen. But you see, what happened here goes on a lot even in the world today. They didn't have any regard for the king. They wasn't thinking of the king at all. Amen. That wasn't what they cared about. They were looking to pass a law against Daniel. Why? Listen, it said in those verses I read, because here's what they said about Daniel. He was faithful.
Amen.
To who? To God. He was faithful. And as in, here's what they said, we ain't going to find no occasion against him except we find against his religion, because he is a faithful man. And we ain't going to find no occasion against him. Boy, there's your testimony right there.
Yes.
We can't find no occasion against him. Listen, they wasn't going to be able to get a Delilah to come in for him. It wasn't going to work. It worked with Samson.
Yes.
But amen, it wasn't going to work with Daniel. He was faithful in all things. And God help us, for me and you to have that testimony. When the world and when others look at us, they can see that you're not going to find an occasion in them, because they're faithful to God.
Amen.
If you're going to find it, it's going to be against the religion. And so what they do, they said, well, I tell you what we'll do. Let's just go. We're going to go. We'll talk to the king. And we have a proposal. We have took counsel, and king, we think so much of you that here's what we're going to do. We want you to put this into law, and for 30 days, nobody in the land, nobody has a petition and praise to anybody but you. 30 days, sign this into law and make it. But he knew, boy, when you sign in the law according to the Medes and Persians, you couldn't change it. That was it. What, they care about the king? They didn't care about the king. Had nothing to do with the king. I'm going to just be honest with you right here and say this and go on. There's some laws gets passed in this land. Amen. that ain't got no reason. Amen. They ain't caring about this one or that one. Amen. They're caring about themselves and looking to destroy God's people. Amen. That's what they're for. But they told him, King, here it is. We don't think nobody should ask a petition, pray anything for 30 days but to you. What happened? The king, boy, all of a sudden, you know, that sounds good. I'm the king. I mean, I'm God. I mean, is that not where men are today? I mean, in reality, who do they think they are? They think they're God. They act as if they're God. They change the laws of nature and think that it's all right because they think that they have the authority of God. And amen, they don't. But Doris said, well, that sounds good. And so what's verse 9 say? I won't read it, but you can just say, guess what he did? He put his name to it. He signed it. We'll do that. That sounds good. Guess what verse 10 talks about? Well, Daniel knew what was going on. I mean, he wasn't blinded to the fact. He was, after all, at the top. He knew all the things. I mean, I guarantee you they was doing everything they could to keep it all away from him. But Daniel knew something was astir and something was happening. As soon as he heard and as soon as he knew that it was signed into law, you know what he did? The same thing that he did every other day. Amen. And see, this is what they knew. They done observed him. They knew what he did every day. They knew he prayed 3 times a day. When they signed it into law, verse 10 tells us that Daniel went, amen, and he prayed unto God. And you know what they was doing? You know what the world was doing? You know what the other presidents and the other group of folks was doing? Amen, they was hiding. They was hunkered down somewhere. They was watching. I don't know how they had it, you know. I mean, they didn't have cell phones and texts and telephones and all that time, but I guarantee you, amen, you know, my youngins used to watch the 101 Dalmatians, and on 101 Dalmatians, they had a barking chain. I can just imagine, amen, that's what this group of 120, they had a barking chain. Amen, somebody sat down and said, he's a praying! And somebody else jumped up, ran over and said, he's a praying! And amen, they got word back, and first thing you know, boy, they're right back at the king, and they're going to ask him a question. A question they know the answer to. Daniel's just praying. Listen, I want to read this right here to us while we're thinking about that. Daniel, about his praying in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says in verse 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. Where's Daniel headed? He's prospering. But he's headed to the lion's den. He's headed to the, why? Because of something bad that he done? Nope. Because he's serving God. Because he's been faithful to God. Because he went and he prayed. And amen. And these folks is keeping an eye. They knew. Boy, they just knew that he was going to do it and he done it. And they assembled. They found him praying. And so in verse 12, they came near the king and they spake unto the king concerning the king's decree. They asked the king, you know, about the decree. King said, yep, that's true. That's true. And they said, we got him now. We got him. And so they said, Daniel, you know what he don't do? He don't even regard you, king. Boy, that was a lie. Daniel regarded the king more than all of them other fellers put together. But amen, that didn't change the fact that amen, he prayed, he trusted, he believed God. Amen, he trusted God, but he performed his duty to the king faithfully. Amen, but he went and he prayed unto God and he did regard the king, but they said, oh, he don't even regard you, king. But in verses 13 through 15, they come home. Because it said, then answered they and said unto the king, that Daniel, amen. See, some of us has heard that before. It wasn't a king. He said it was probably our mama. That Chris! You know, that Steve! He's a... Tell you a quick story and I'll move on. Amen. Me and brother one day went to going fishing. Made it up to Prescott's store to get some gas. And amen. And pulled in there and I pumped a little bit of gas into the truck. And I looked and boy, water was pouring out of my radiator and everything. I looked at the gauge and we still wasn't hot. I mean, just 2 miles back to the house. Boy, I spun that thing around. We drove it back to the house, swapped trucks, got my brother's truck and left mine there in the yard and hooked the boat up, headed back up. And I said, well, I guess we better stop at the store being I pumped that gas and left without paying for it. And when I went in, Mr. Henry Prescott, he was the only one there. It was early in the morning. And you know what he said? He didn't use the word that. He said, yeah. He said, I started to call the law and say, them cowboys up into it again. They at it again. And see, that's what they said right here. That Daniel.
Yes.
That Daniel. I'll tell you what happened, though. There's the king, his heart. Boy, it hit the bottom of his stomach. I don't know about you, but God help, I know me. I've made some rash decisions, and when they come back around, boy, my heart hit the bottom of my stomach. Because I said, that wasn't what I intended. And for, amen, reasons that I didn't take things to God in prayer, just things that I thought I knew better, I knew best. Nor is he didn't, boy, he didn't think anything through. It just sounded good, and he did it. I'll tell you, youngins, be careful of the things, boy, just sound good and do them. Because, amen, my old daddy always told me, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But amen, his heart sank when they mentioned about that it was Daniel that was praying and it was Daniel that was going to have to go to the lion's den. And they made sure the king knew, you know, king, you can't change this. But you know what the king did? He spent the rest of the day trying to figure out if there was a loophole. I mean, that's what he was looking for, a way to keep Daniel from going to the lion's den. But there wasn't, he couldn't find one. He couldn't find one. And so, in verse number 16, this Daniel, who's what? He's prospering. He's a captive. But he's prospering. But now guess where they're going to take him? Well, I can imagine that the king, boy, one of the hardest things he had to tell Daniel is, Daniel, I got to throw you in the lion's den. We're going to take him and we're going to throw him in the lion's den. But the king did say, he said that thy God, thy God which you serve, he'll deliver you. I'm going to tell you something right there. It's easy for me to tell you when you're going into the lion's den that God will deliver you.
Yes, that's right.
And it's a lot easier for you to tell me when I'm going in the lion's den, brother, don't you fret none. God will deliver you. Have you seen them lions? Have you seen them teeth? Did you see what happened to the last feller that got dropped in there? You see, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for us to tell other folks. Listen, it's not that it's not true. But God help us.
Yes.
One of the things that I need to do sometimes, I need to take my own advice. I'm a preacher. Amen. I tell folks things sometimes, brother, that rolls back around, and guess who's needing that very same advice? Who's needing that very same pep talk? Who's needing that very same word?
Amen.
It's me.
Amen.
Now, I've just told somebody else that's going through something very similar what God will do, but now I'm going through it.
Amen.
And boy, it looks a lot different than it did when I was talking to them. But I tell you who wasn't different, God wasn't different. The king did, he had a little bit of insight. He knew. He knew for a fact that there was something different about Daniel's God than anything he'd ever seen. And he said, your God will deliver you. And so what they do, they took this man. Amen. See, even in the times of prosperity, he had to go into the lion's den. It didn't exempt him. Being prosperous during the reign of Darius the king did not exempt him from going into the lion's den. And neither does living prosperous in this life for us, for God, exempt us from troubles and trials and things that may come and may happen. And we may have to walk through our lion's den. Amen. And still the world might not call it prosperous. But amen, if we have our priorities right, amen, God says we can prosper. Listen, there were some other three boys that got in a little bit of scuff here with Daniel at the same time. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you know, when they went to the king, what they said was that God's able. Now, I'll tell you what else they said, that God's able, but they wasn't exactly sure how he was going to deliver. They just knew he was. And amen, sometimes, I don't know exactly how God's going to deliver, but I know he is. I know he is. Amen. We get back to Daniel because they threw him in there and boy, they sealed it up and the king, boom, he put his signet. He stamped it. He put the seal on it. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, right there in the lion's den, we talking about a long night. Whew! I've had some long nights. Oh, but don't get me wrong now. It wasn't Daniel that had the long night. It was the king. I mean, it don't say anything about Daniel having a long night. Now, and don't tell me what he did. I don't know. I know when I was a boy and I had them children's books, Bibles and all, it showed a picture of them lions laying down there and Daniel was propped up on one of them sound asleep. He didn't have a long night. You know where he was? God. God done had him. God done came and done closed the lion's mouth. He said, boys, I'm going to tell you, you fool tonight. You can't eat another mouthful. The mouths of those lions is closed. Amen. You're not going to have him. You're not going to have Daniel. But the king, evidently, he had a kind of a, and most of us may have a ritual we do at nighttime. I don't know. But the king evidently had some kind of schedule that he kept. Maybe had some music and different things. But this night it said he fasted. He didn't, don't bring none of that in here. And what did he spend the night doing? He's pacing the floor. He didn't sleep a wink. I'm sure he laid down, but buddy, I'm going to tell you, as soon as the sun broke day, he was up and out the door. He'd go and check on Daniel. Because see, here's the thing. And God help us. You know who was suffering for his bad decision? Daniel was the one that was in the lion's den. Not the king. You know who suffers a lot of times because of our poor decisions? Others. Our children. Our grandchildren. Our communities. They suffer. And the king, it cracked day. And he took up. In verse 19, he came. Amen. I don't know how fast he could run, but I got a feeling. Now, if he was like me, he didn't get there in no hurry. Because it said that when he got there, he cried out in a lamentable voice. Amen. If I'd have run very hard, brother, I wouldn't have cried out none. They'd have given me a little bit of oxygen before I could have checked on him. But I believe he went in a hurry. And he got there and he cried out to Daniel. And he asked him, he said, oh, Daniel. What did he ask him? He asked him, is thy God, whom thy servant, able to deliver? Hang on a minute, King. You just told him right before you throwed him in there that your God, whom you serve, is going to deliver you. Why did you even ask the question? Yes. Well, because he wasn't 100% sure. I mean, he was trying to be supportive and all that kind of stuff. But he, you know, we'll prop him up a little bit, give him a little bit of courage, and boy, we got both fingers crossed. But now he asked him, is thy God able? And he listened. Oh, King! He said, live forever. God, whom I serve. You know what he did tonight? He did something you had never seen. He did something I had never seen. He came and, amen, he shut the mouths of these lions, amen, and all, he said, all is well. Yes, amen. All is well. Amen. Well, it reminded me of a few things in Scripture. Jesus, he told Peter, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. He said, but. Ha. He said, but. He said, I prayed for you.
Amen.
I prayed for you. I'm glad Jesus prayed for me.
Yes.
Peter over, you know what he says about the old devil? He said he's like a roaring lion. What's he doing? He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. You know why he ain't devoured you yet? God shut his mouth. I'm here today because of the grace of God. Daniel lifted up his voice and cried to the king and came out of the lion's den that night because the grace of God, because God, it wasn't what Daniel did, it was what God did. God came and he shut the mouth of the lion, amen, and he took the bite, he took the sting, amen. He came to Calvary and he put an end. He said when he died on the cross that it is finished. And amen, the sting of death. Well, that thing that we fear. He said that death, the death of his saints, he said, is precious in his sight. Daniel said, everything good down here, King. Me and these lions got along fine. I wonder if he might have named them somewhere along the way during the night. You know? King, boy, in haste, he said, get him out of there. And so they did. They brought him out of there. And I'm going to just tell you right here, I'm thankful that God's able to close the mouth of the lions. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. I don't want nobody throwing me in the lion's den. Listen, what our sister's going through tonight at presence, I went to the doctor one day and they just told me, Mr. Carroll, has anybody ever told you you was a diabetic? You know, I felt like saying, I didn't want to come up here for.
No.
And I didn't come up here for that. They said, let me do a little bit more work. And so they come back and they said, listen, that what I didn't go there for that. But that's what they told me. Why did they tell me that? Well, boy, they must not like you. No, I didn't have nothing to do with it. They were trying to help me. Yeah. They were trying to help me. But see, even in that time, boy, I didn't like to hear that news. We get other news. Well, we don't like to hear that.
No.
That's devastating news. But listen, I tell you who it hadn't changed. It may change me. It may affect me, but amen, God's still God. He's still on the throne. Amen, he changes not. Listen what it says in verse 23. It says, no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Listen, the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It also tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. I tell you what Daniel did. He believed God. He trusted God. Daniel believed God. And what did he do? He prospered.
Yes.
I mean, now he didn't prosper in the ways of the world. But he went through some things that we'd say, well, I don't want to go through that. But amen, God prospered him. God brought him through it. He brought him out. He kept his hand on him. He helped him. What about them old boys that conspired to throw him in there? What came? Judgment came. Judgment came. And the king, and boy, this might sound harsh to us, but the king didn't just say, go round them fellers up. He said, you go get them. But don't just get them. He said, you get their whole families. You get them all. We're going to throw them in a den. We're going to throw them where they wanted to throw Daniel. See, the king knew what was going on the whole time too. He made a bad decision. He was in a place he couldn't change it. But everything that needed to happen had happened. The king hadn't broke his word. Daniel went into the lion's den. God delivered him. And they threw him in. I don't know how many of them it was. I don't know how many lions was in that den. But the Bible says before that they ever could hit the bottom, they broke their bones and amen, they consumed them. Judgment. You know what the Bible tells us? God knows how to deliver the righteous.
Amen.
He does. And the evil and the wicked, you know what? They're reserved. There's a time. It always won't be that way because judgment's coming.
Amen.
Judgment's a coming. And amen, this was their judgment day. But then King Darius, he made another decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. In his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his domain shall be even unto the end. Or have we got to the end yet? We ain't got there yet, so guess what? God's still reigning. He's still reigning. Amen. Had a lot of other earthly leaders that's tried a lot of things. But amen, God's still on the throne. Amen. Like the brother said, amen, he said you can't impeach him and he ain't going to resign. Amen, he's still God. He's still God. He made a decree. The king said, it's Daniel's God is the living God. I'm glad this morning that our God's alive and well. That he's alive and well. He delivered and rescued, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. You know what God's delivered us from? I mean, if you're a Christian this morning, God's delivered you from the power of the lion, from the power of sin. He has delivered us and set us free. You know what Daniel got to do? He got to go back free. He got to go back. He got took up and he got reinstated, if you will. And then verse 28 says, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. This Daniel, he was a man just like us. All the circumstances of his life were not laid out, no doubt. If he'd have picked how it was going to be, that probably a lot of things he would have changed. But amen, but the things that happened, the one thing that he never did, he never quit serving God. He did, boy, he in everything that he did, they said, you know, we ain't going to find any occasion against him. The only way we can try to trip him up, if we can just do something with the king to get him in his religion and his belief and his faith in God, that's the only way we're going to trip him up. Because he's faithful. He served God. And he prospered. Amen. This morning, if we want to prosper, I can tell you how to do it. I can't tell you how to pad your bank account. I can't tell you about getting that best job, but I can tell you how to prosper. Amen. And that is that you believe God. That you trust God. And amen, you get your priorities. Amen. The things that we can see, you know what they are? They're temporary. But those things that we cannot see are eternal. If you'll stand with us this morning, while we sing this morning, if you have a need of prayer, you come.
I don't pray.